History of the State of Israel. Before I start on this reading of article, I want to apologize up front. I do not speak Hebrew very well. Basically not at all. So my pronunciation of many of the names may not be correct. I apologize in advance. Thank you. The State of Israel was established in 1948 after thousands of years of Jewish dispersal. The Zionist enterprise, with its goal of creating a Jewish national home in Eretz Yisrael, was set in motion by Theodor Herzl in 1897 at the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland. Historical background. Jewish ties to Israel before the formation of the Zionist movement. Evidence of a Jewish presence in Israel dates back 3,400 years to the formation of the religion. The name Jews derives from their origin in Judah. Over the course of this long history, the Jews have several times been dispersed and then returned from exile, buttressed by the power and influence of their holy book, the Tanakh, the Old Testament. The Jewish-Roman wars led to the destruction of Jerusalem by Titus in the year 70 A.D., now C.E., and the subsequent exile of the Jews. A second Jewish revolt in 135 led to the renaming of Jerusalem to Aelia Capitolina, and Judah became known as Palestina. The name Palestine in English and Philistine in Arabic derives from this Latin name. The Crusaders, considering the land part of Outremer, with the destruction of the Ottoman Empire, With the destruction of the Ottoman Empire in the 20th century, the British restored the use of the name Palestine. Jews continued to see the land of Israel as their spiritual home and promised land. While their numbers were smaller, they were able to maintain a constant presence in the country. During the Crusades, Jews in Israel were massacred, burnt alive, and sold into slavery. The murder of Jews began during the Crusaders' travel across Europe and continued in the Holy Land. After the Arab conquest in the 13th century, Sultan Baibars ravaged the land to ensure that it could not sustain a large population and would not be attractive to invaders. It remained poor under the Ottomans, who took over in the 16th century and ruled it until the 20th. Between the 13th and 19th century, Jewish immigration was generally spurred by religious persecution. The expulsion of Jews from England, 1290, France, 1391, Austria, 1421, and Spain, the Alhambra Decree, 1492, led to waves of Jews moving to Israel. By the mid-19th century, the land of Israel was part of the Ottoman Empire and a province of Syria, populated mostly by Muslim and Christian Arabs, as well as Jews, Greeks, Druze, Bedouins, and other minorities. By 1844, Jews constituted the largest population group, and by 1890, an absolute majority in Jerusalem, although as a whole, the Jewish population made up less than 10% of the total. 1897 through 1917, the Zionist Revolution. During the 19th century, the spread of Enlightenment ideals across Europe led to the emancipation of Jews across the continent. It also led to a counter-reaction of Europeans who sought to prevent Jews from being granted citizenship and who saw them as an alien, non-European community. Opponents of Jewish civil rights called themselves anti-Semites and became increasingly well-organized as the century wore on. In Tsarist Russia, the government actively encouraged pogroms in an effort to divert popular resentment at the government and to drive out the Jewish population. Among the millions of Jews who fled Russia, a small section headed to Palestine. Mikveh Israel was founded in 1870 by Alliance Israelite Universelle, followed by Petah Tivka, 1878, Rishon LeZion, 1882, and other agricultural communities founded by the members of Bilu and Huvevi Zion. Growing anti-Semitism, pogroms, and the birth of new nations across Europe led to an increase in the number of Jews who considered the possibility of re-establishing themselves as an independent nation. Left-wing anti-Semitism and the desire to preserve their identity led some socialist Jews to seek out solutions within their own community. In 1897, the first Zionist Congress proclaimed the decision to establish a home for the Jewish people in Eretz Israel, secured under public law. The movement made little political progress before the First World War and was regarded with suspicion by the Ottoman rulers of the Holy Land. Zionism attracted religious Jews, secular nationalists, and left-wing socialists. Socialists aimed to reclaim the land by working on it and formed collectives. This was accompanied by revival of the Hebrew language. British desire to gain Jewish support in the fight against Germany and support for Zionism from Prime Minister Lloyd George led to Foreign Minister Lord Balfour making the Balfour Declaration of 1917. This stated that the British government viewed with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine. The British invasion force, led by General Allenby, included a force of Jewish volunteers, mostly Zionists, known as the Jewish Legion. 1917 through 1945, British Mandate, the Jewish National Home. After World War I, the League of Nations formally assigned the Palestine Mandate to the United Kingdom, endorsing the terms of the Balfour Declaration and additionally acquiring the British to set up the Jewish agency that would administer Jewish affairs in Palestine. An additional treaty was signed with the USA, which did not join the League of Nations, in which the USA endorsed the terms of the mandate. Following the Jaffa riots, the British mandatory authorities enacted a system of immigration quotas to ensure that Jewish immigration did not disrupt Palestine's economy. An exception was made for Jews with over £1,000 in cash, a large sum in those days, or professionals with over £500, who would be allowed in despite of the quotas. A decision was made to remove Transjordan from the mandate and allow an independent state to be created there. Jewish immigration grew slowly in the 1920s. However, the increased persecution of European Jews by the European fascist powers, such as the Third Reich, resulted in a marked increase in Jewish immigration, aggravating the already heightened communal tensions. Growing Jewish migration led to increasing Arab fury at the incursion on Palestine, resulting in large-scale rebellion, 1936 through 1939 Arab uprising. Concern that sympathy for the Palestinian Arabs would damage Anglo-Arab-Muslim relations, Britain responded by creating a royal commission chaired by Lord Peel. The Peel Commission recommended the partition of Palestine into two separate autonomous regions for Jews and Arabs, with Britain maintaining overall control over the territory. However, the increasing probability of major war in Europe prompted Britain to focus on Arab goodwill. The result was the 1939 White Paper, which restricted Jewish immigration to 75,000 over the next 5 years, further levels requiring Arab consent, and the promise to establish an independent Palestine under Arab-majority rule within the next 10 years. 1945 through 48, Jewish uprising against British rule. After the end of World War II, the British Labour Party won the elections in Britain with a manifesto which included a promise to create a Jewish state in Palestine and rescind the 1939 White Paper. However, the Labour Foreign Minister, Ernest Bevin, decided to persist with existing policy due to the continued importance of cordial Anglo-Arab relations to British strategic concerns throughout the region. Following the near extermination of European Jews by Nazis, the American Jewish community expressed increasingly vocal support of the Zionist movement. President Harry Truman, mindful of the large Jewish population in the U.S. and anxious to establish a more secure American presence in the region, encouraged Britain in October 1946 to implement a liberal immigration policy to replace constrictions imposed by the 1939 White Paper. Truman was also a keen supporter of the establishment of a Jewish state in Canaan/Palestine. In response to Truman's overtures, the British decided to allow an Anglo-American Committee of Inquiry to investigate possible solutions to the problem of relocating Jewish refugees. The committee recommended that 100,000 Jews be immediately allowed entry into Palestine, and the British government reneged on its promise to Truman, rejecting further Jewish immigration. In 1946, widespread publicity surrounding the Kiesel pogrom in Poland resulted in a massive wave of Jews seeking to escape Europe, such as pogroms were still taking place in Europe. In Palestine, Jewish militias, the Haganah, Etzel, and Lehi, decided to form a united Jewish resistance movement against the British. Meanwhile, illegal immigration activity grew, leading to British countermeasures against the Jewish community. In June 1946, the British arrested thousands of Jews, including leadership of the Jewish Agency, holding them without trial. Jewish terrorist groups responded in July 1946 by bombing the British military headquarters in Palestine at the King David Hotel bombing, killing 92, most of them civilians. In the days following the attack, Tel Aviv was placed under curfew, and over 120,000 were interrogated by CID. The British government took the decision to imprison illegal Jewish immigrants to Palestine, holding them indefinitely and without trial on Cyprus. The prisoners were mostly Holocaust survivors, including children and orphans. The camps were funded by taxation of the Jewish community in Palestine. Prisoners subsequently began to be released and allowed to move to Palestine at a rate of 750 a month. Intensifying hostility between the Jewish independence movement and British forces resulted in increased concern over the wider implications of British policy in Palestine. Support for either side would undermine either Anglo-American or Anglo-Arab relations, both of which were vital to Britain's post-war international strategy. As a result, Ernest Bevin announced the decision to refer the Palestine problem to the UN, which maintained overall responsibilities for the region. In September of 1947, the United Nations Special Committee on Palestine, UNSCOP, reported in favor of partition in Palestine, a suggestion ratified by the UN General Assembly on November 29, 1947. The result would be the creation of two states, one Arab and one Jewish, with the city of Jerusalem to be under the direct administration of the United Nations. The General Assembly resolution required Britain to allow unrestricted Jewish migration into a port on the coast. However, Britain refused to implement the resolution and continued to incarcerate Jewish migrants in Cyprus. 1948, War of Independence and Statehood. Concerned that the implementation of partition would severely damage Anglo-Arab-Muslim relations, Britain resolved to withdraw without cooperating with the UN resolution, which required the British to slowly hand over control to the UN. The date of departure was fixed for August 1948, yet final evacuation was completed by May 1948. After its evacuation, Britain continued to hold Jews of fighting age on Cyprus until March 1949. Fighting began before the British departure. Estimates for the number of fighters on each side vary between historians, and in the early stages of the conflicts, most fighters were part-time volunteers. The number of men under arms was not static but grew as the conflict progressed. There are no reliable figures for the Palestinian Arab fighters, who probably numbered around 10,000. By May 1948, the number of Yishuv fighters was around 30,000. According to Morris, by April-May, the Haganah was conducting brigade-size offensives. By mid-May, it had thoroughly beaten the Palestinian militias and their foreign auxiliaries. On May 14, 1948, the last British forces left Haifa, and the Jewish Agency, led by David Ben-Gurion, declared the creation of the State of Israel in accordance with the 1947 UN partition plan. U.S. President Harry S. Truman immediately recognized the new state, followed hours later by Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin. Arab League members Egypt, Transjordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq declared war and announced a rejection of the UN partition decision. They claimed the right of self-determination for the Arabs of Palestine over the whole of Palestine, and charged that a quarter of a million Arabs had fled Palestine due to Zionist aggression. So Saudi Arabia and Yemen also sent forces to participate in the invasion. On the northern front, the Syrian army was blocked in Degania. The Jordanian Arab Legion, commanded by British officers, refrained from invading Israeli territory and focused on occupying the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The Iraqis held an area adjacent to the modern West Bank, but did little else. On the southern front, Haganah forces managed to block the invading Egyptian armies in the Ashdod area, and Irgun forces halted the Egyptians advancing on Jerusalem at Ramat Rachel. On May 29, 1948, the British initiated United Nations Security Council Resolution 50 and declared an arms embargo on the region. However, Soviet-controlled Czechoslovakia violated it. This was critical in allowing the Jewish state to acquire military hardware to match that available to the invading Arab states. In early June, the UN declared a month-long truce. Large numbers of Jewish immigrants, most of them World War II veterans and Holocaust survivors, began arriving, and many joined the newly created Israeli Defense Force, IDF. When the fighting resumed, Israel gained the upper hand. In March 1949, after many months of battle, a permanent ceasefire went into effect, and Israel's interim borders, later known as the Green Line, were established. Following the ceasefire declaration, Britain released over 2,000 Jewish prisoners it was holding on Cyprus and recognized the State of Israel. On May 11, 1949, when the war ended, Israel was admitted as a member of the United Nations. The war for Israel's independence was the costliest in its history. Out of a Jewish population of 650,000, some 6,000 men and women were killed in the fighting, including 4,000 soldiers in the IDF. The exact number of Arab losses is unknown, but the estimates range from 10,000 to 15,000 people. According to United Nations figures, 711,000 Palestinians left Israeli-controlled territories in 1948 and 49. From this study of the Israeli archives, Benny Morris discovered that the main direct cause of this exodus was military attacks by the Haganah and the IDF. He also confirmed former revelations that after the first truce, the IDF proceeded to massive expulsions of Arabs during the Operation Dani and Hiram. These conclusions of Morris are now widely accepted among scholars. Morris also concluded that the exodus was made by war, not by design. But there still remains a controversy whether or not there was an official or unofficial policy behind these expulsions, and whether this policy was applied as early as April 1948 or even December 1947. As a result of the War of 1948 and the birth of Israel, several hundred thousand of Jews fled Arab lands, and most of them settled in Israel.